EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 11th and the 14th of March, 2024. Hello, how are you this week? Are you well? You're looking excellent. Yeah, so you've done something with your hair? Oh, you trying to impress, eh? Eh? joining me, as usual, is Ree. Hello, Ree, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. You all right, Rob?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. How was your birthday? Ree went on a night out. You know, a night out for a young mother is a rare thing, isn't it?
I love that you call me a young mother.
I still call you a young mother. Do you know why? Do you know why I call you a young mother? Because it, deep down in
yeah,
my head,
I think
we're still at uni together, and we're not.
We're still 18 at uni.
You're still 18 at university.
18, yeah. Yes. I had a fantastic birthday.
Good.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone who...
Didn't they just?
Sent me a happy birthday message because loads
just...
of people did, didn't it, mate?
Nice.
It made my birthday.
Nice
you.
Of them.
Yeah.
Nice of
Lovely.
Them.
And yeah. Someone bought us, have you seen someone bought us 5 coffees as well? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You can buy us a coffee too, if you like, by going on buymeacoffee.com/ Albert Square After Dark, if you wish. If
Link.
You so wish. Link. there we are then. So good. I'm glad you had a nice night. Ree did send me some pictures. One of them was her imitating some girls across the club.
I was being a mean girl. That was awful. But also hilarious,
mean.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Girls who were very young, and do you know what I was saying to you though, Rob? They're confident, I'll give them that. They sat on these bar stools with the curt halfway down, posing like this.
Yeah,
I'm posing if you're listening on audio.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I decided to copy them, but I think it was quite apparent that I wasn't doing it as serious as them.
No, probably not. Probably not. Ah, there we are then. Right. So, busy old week this week. Quite a lot of stories. We've had like a month. We've had a month or so of like weeks that have just had like 3 stories in. This week had like 5 different storylines in.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a varied old week. We shall crack on with discussing it in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's kick off this week. We're talking about Denise and Jack. Now, Denise has discharged herself. We finally see Denise in hospital. I have to say, when the week started, I didn't think we were going to end with Denise out and about on the square. It didn't seem to me as though she's ready for that. And a few people I saw online said, oh, as if Denise is out already. Like, she's clearly, like, and I wonder whether actually she's nowhere near ready to be let out. And because she discharged herself, didn't she? So I don't think this is the end we've seen Denise's breakdown.
Right. Well, I had a feeling that people would be thinking this. Mm. As you may know, I have experience with a relative who's been in this boat. Obviously,
yes.
Not that they'd secretly killed someone. That I know of.
Not you know of.
But they were under a section. And once your section's lifted, you can leave when you want. And medication can be a great thing, to be fair. Like, if they've been monitoring her, giving it... How long has she been in? About a month?
Yeah, it's been about a month. And to be fair, there is a difference between just feeling a bit fragile and hallucinating to the point where you need to be in hospital for it. So
yeah.
I guess if that stopped, you know, then you can see that out and just kind of take it easy from there, isn't it?
They would discharge her, and then she'd have a mental health nurse in the community. That's how they'd phrase it, I think. Who would probably go and visit her and do checkups and stuff. Mm. So, and they know that they've got, like, she's got a family unit. To be honest with you, if anything, they, from my experience, but it were a few years ago now, they want people to go home as much as they can anyway.
Well, yeah,
so,
sure.
I think it's quite believable, actually. But I can understand... If you've not experienced that kind of thing, why you'd go, I mean, that's a bit quick, innit?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I did like the scenes between her and Stacey. I am liking this, well, I say relationship was developing between her and
Stacey.
Dynamic, because it's, you know, it's not, they've stopped the Jack and Stacey stuff for now, but I very strongly suspect that ain't going to be lasting for very long.
Which, honestly, makes me hate Jack and Stacey, to be fair, even more if they do carry on after all this. Come on.
Do they find
each other that irresistible?
Yeah, I mean, it does strike you as like, you know, the whole thing kind of pivots on the fact that Stacey knows exactly what's going on. That's the problem with it. It's the fact that why would Stacey do that to? I know it's a Branning and she finds Branning's as irresistible as oxygen, but like, for God's sake, Stacey, you know what Denise is going through, you know why she's going through it, and you know exactly what she's going through as well, because you've hallucinated, you've been in psychotic episodes before.
Yeah.
So to then continue an affair with her husband, Let's be fair, on brand for Stacey, but at the same time, stop it, Stacey, you naughty, naughty girl, honestly.
It is on brand, but also, like, I think that she's matured kind of over the years. Her values have changed. So in some ways, it's not as on brand. It's like you said, the context as well. The fact that she knows everything that's going on, I think, would Stacey actually do that? But clearly.
Clearly she would. Clearly. So Denise discharges herself, and the first thing that she wants to do is go and see the rest of the women. Now, I have to say, there was a moment where Denise seemed to be channeling Lou Beale at one point, because she was sitting there at the table, just giving each and every single one of them advice. Like, I half expected her to sort of stand up and stand in the kitchen doorway and go, right, that's you lot sorted out, I can go now, and just walk out and never see her again. It was great. I don't know if it was intentional, but it certainly had that vibe to it.
I loved that moment as well. To be fair, I just thought she's had a lot of time to think while she's been sectioned. Yeah. So she's clear. Maybe she even kind of planned that chat in her head, I don't know. But I thought it was a nice moment, because it were almost trying to be like, I like you all. I've got nothing against you all personally, but I need you all to stay away from me right now. Otherwise,
You would, wouldn't you? I think. I don't think it's unreasonable at all. The four and a half are still a little bit kind of concerned at this point. They're not sure whether Denise can actually be trusted with the information. But as Denise, I think, quite reasonably said, I managed to stay in hospital with therapists, doctors, pumping me full of medication and intense therapy sessions for a month, and I didn't say a word then. So I'm pretty sure I can live with Jack and still not say anything.
Yeah, credit to Denise if she managed to not tell all those doctors. I think they do need to go, all right, well, if in that state of mind, being interrogated by doctors, she still didn't say anything. I think that she's all right.
Although I would question how great the doctors and staff were if they didn't manage to get that out of her, when that was such the key issue of why she was feeling like that. Like, how did she keep that hidden?
But when you consider all the stuff that's happened to Denise, they're probably like, well, this for a long time coming, really.
She had a whole history of things she could just refer back to that she's completely gotten over, but she's like, oh, no, I'll just use the Lucas stuff. Oh, I'll use the Owen stuff. That'll keep me hidden. So the other problem she has to contend with, so she's dealt with the other women and she kind of thinks, right, okay, that's that problem sorted. We don't know whether we've totally got away with this yet, but let's just, for the sake of argument, say that we have. But then she goes back and she's kind of forgotten about the fact that Jack now knows that she attacked Nish. And Jack is, I can't be on Jack's side about this at all, I have to say, because she's got it right. His priority purely seems to be his job and not her. Like, she's just had a nervous breakdown, but he's like, oh no, you need to confess.
Yeah, you need to confess. But it weren't just you need to confess because it'll like make you feel better, Denise,
my job.
Because if people find out I knew, then my job's screwed.
As if Jack's never done anything dodgy in his life.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking as well. Like you've never been a bank copper.
Hypocrite.
Come on.
Hypocrite.
Come on,
come
Jack.
On.
Yeah, something's not sitting right about how Jack's being with it all. I don't... Like, it's your wife. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like,
and I think Denise gave her a perfectly reasonable explanation. Like, he knows what Nish is like, and he knows that it's quite likely that Nish would try and attack Suki. So if Denise was literally just going in there in terms of self-defense, what's the issue? You know what I mean? Just leave it.
I mean, if anything, because I think Jack's angle is, you're lying about something to do with Keanu, but I can't quite figure out what it is, because why would you all conspire to say that it was Keanu? Why has he then done a runner to make himself look guilty?
Yeah.
But then also, like, if you're suspicious about that, the worst advice to give her would be go and confess. If you think that they're all lying about Keanu, like, why? I just think it's really bad advice, to be honest.
Like, it's terrible. Generally. Yeah, it is terrible. But, like, so my question now is Jack going to kind of do an investigation on what's actually happened behind Denise's back?
Well, because I didn't wonder that.
We saw him at the police station sort of looking through files and stuff. So he's clearly got his detective mode on. It's an itch that he can't scratch, that he needs to solve what's actually happened to Keanu Taylor.
I mean, I don't know anything about the police force, but do they keep everything on paper files like that these days? I would have thought everything were like...
So you can open them all out on a desk.
I would have thought everything were under, like, password protection on computers, because I was like, how has he just got access to all this? Like, is there not a conflict of interest with Jack having access to that, seeing as he's married to one of the witnesses?
He's up there though, isn't he? He's up there in the ranks, so presumably he can access things that other policemen can't.
I mean, he got Stacey out, didn't he?
Exactly, you know. So yeah, you know, yeah. He's the new Richie. So Denise gives him this ultimatum, basically: either leave it or leave me. That's your choice, basically. And so we're sort of left at the end of the week with Jack having this quandary about what to do. If he loves Denise as much as he claims he does, I would just leave it. You know, like, she's out of hospital.
He should have just left it.
She seems okay now. The family is happy that she seems to be recovering. We look after her for a couple of months, make sure she's okay. No, instead what I'll do is I'll keep digging at her until I find out, for my own personal satisfaction and to make sure that my job's secure, what exactly went on that night.
I think that's what it is. If he were doing it because he had Denise's best interests at heart, and he went, look, I'm saying this because I think it'll help you, and I want to know, if you tell me everything, I can give you informed advice. But instead, he's totally taking it from the angle of, I'll lose my job if everyone finds out that I know anything. Well,
you won't know anything if she doesn't tell you, will she? How about that? How about you don't ask? Yeah. How about you don't ask? What you don't know isn't going to affect your job, surely.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jack.
Yeah, he's putting his job over his entire family, basically, at this stage, isn't he?
Sorry, but talking of the six, Rob.
Yes, the 4.5, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question.
Where's Sharon?
Sharon is, I presume, on her way back soon. I've seen a few rumblings around Twitter that she might or may not be back filming at the moment. I don't know, but...
That's
been a long time, but I think she's had a good break, and I don't know whether these rumors are true or not. You know, there's always rumors kind of flying around the internet about EastEnders, but I hear tell from a few people online that she might be back filming, or she is about to be back filming. So within the next few weeks again, I think we'll see Sharon. So that's good, because Martin's back soon as well, and we've seen actual pictures of Martin.
Oh yeah,
back.
Of course,
so,
yeah, yeah. So they left... come back together would make.
Well,
sense.
They might not come back together, or they might kind of, at least we might have at the very least get an update from Martin when he returns.
Oh, she needs to. She can't get on that flight with a toddler from Australia on her own. Get Martin involved.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be awful, wouldn't it? I mean, how long is that flight?
I can't imagine
like
anything worse.
No, I can't imagine anything worse than doing that flight anyway. 20 hours?
Exactly.
To go to the land of spiders? No, thank you.
I think a lot of people have a break in between, like in Singapore or somewhere en route.
But it's a
long journey.
And that's a stereotype, but Christ, your spiders are massive. They're like the size of Ford Mondeos. Why anybody would want to go to Australia to be with those things, I have no idea. I know it's a pretty country, and I know you've got the Sydney Opera House, and it's all fantastic, but everything wants to kill you in Australia. You know, there's snails that want to kill you in Australia. Snails can kill you. What? Who wanted poisonous snails? What kind of evolutionary misfit came up with that?
I didn't know that you... we're bad with all insects. So for anyone who doesn't know, Rob is probably the worst person I know when it comes to spider phobia. Also, what's it called? What is spider phobia?
Arachnophobia.
Rob's arachnophobia is next level. So please, any Australians, do not take it personally.
It's a lovely country, but I'm never coming to visit you. Put it like that, okay?
I know. Never, ever. Yeah.
Even if they were to offer me £1 million to go on I'm a Celebrity, I'd be like, no, you're right, thanks. No, I'll no.
For a million?
£2 million.
I'd eat a spider for $1 million. Easy.
£2 million. I'd do it, maybe.
£2 million. All right.
£2 million. Right. £2 million, and then you'll get me in the jungle.
Noted.
I do Big Brother for £50, but £2 million for I'm a Celebrity. Thank you very much. There we are then. So we'll see what happens with Denise and Jack. So we've gone slightly off topic. Denise and Jack.
All right.
Again, they're hanging by a thread, basically, aren't they? Their marriage is basically over. I wish they'd just kind of like just take a deep breath and just go, do you know what? We're done here, aren't we? You're having sex with Stacey Slater, and I don't trust you, and our marriage is destroyed. I love your family, but I don't love you anymore. Just grab it by the horns
I think that's what's keeping Denise in, isn't it? That she loves his kids and
they've
got a good
and her
strong
kids love
family
him.
Unit.
Yeah. Yeah. Troubled sometimes for Denise. Right, we'll see what happens there. Okay, then, ladies.
I think the main thing that made Jack sus as well, though, is the fact that Stacey went to visit Denise first. That was a bit
Yeah, well, I get that. And I knew that and Stacey definitely needed to go and see. They needed to have that conversation, didn't they? It was just unfortunate that Jack then turned up and they had to make up an entire reason as to why she'd be there. And so she's, I wonder if, half of me kind of wonders if he's going to keep this affair going because he knows that Stacey knows something. So
well,
he's going
to
sort of.
This is what
of
I was
be...
just about to say is he actually going to get more information out of Stacey than Denise? And then everyone's going to be even more annoyed with Stacey because she's already told him the Nish thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Stacey who ends up saying it because he ends up interrogating her and going, something's not sitting right. Why are you and Denise meeting up? And, you know, so,
Wait and
sorry, that's
see.
All I wanted to mention.
No,
that
no,
one.
Fair enough. Right, ladies and gents, let's discuss our next story. On to the smaller stories of the week now. We'll start with talking about Suki and Eve. Suki fans delighted everywhere as the two of them have finally moved in together. Eve now lives in the Panasar house. We're not really sure where Nish is at the moment. I'm assuming that he's just sort of in that flat that he gave to Kat, but we've not actually been told or have any indication about where Nish is.
Kind of get annoyed when they do this, when something quite major happens and then we just don't know what's happening with the other character. Like, sometimes it works, but in this particular case, we're seeing every other member of a family. Surely someone should be like,
no one's asked.
Oh, yes, I saw him at Chippy last week or something.
Yeah.
You know what
no
I mean?
One's asked.
At least,
no one cares.
Nah.
No one's bothered where Nish is. I mean, to be fair, they're probably not all that bothered where Nish is. Suki certainly doesn't give a toss where Nish is. But it's...
But wouldn't you be thinking that his silence is suspicious?
Yeah,
because
Nish is a bit more dangerous, is one of these people that you don't want to be silent. Like, he's like a spider on the wall. Like, you could see him, and it's like, I really wish you weren't there. But once you've disappeared, I'm 10 times more scared because I don't know what you're plotting. I don't know what you're planning. You're going to eat me in the night, you know, all that sort of thing. They basically agree to move in together, and Eve now has to sort of work her way around to the Panasar politics, which should be interesting. Do you reckon that her and Priya are going to get on? They seem a bit Eve seems a bit spiky with Priya, a little bit defensive, but I think they might have an all right relationship moving forward.
Yeah,
I
think they'll really like each other, actually. I love Priya. She's just great. She's
great.
Fantastic. She's one of the best newcomers that we've had in
absolutely
last year, I think.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
I want her. I'm looking forward to her first big story. I don't want her to mellow. I'm not interested in seeing Priya mellowing. Like, we've got the layers to her because we've got Avani and Nugget. So we know that those layers exist. That's fine. Now you can just let her be the Janine that she wants to be. I'm telling you that's the role for Priya.
I agree.
That's the role for Priya.
The Panasar house feels a bit too happy now.
Oh, I was thinking this because everyone's all sort of like quite cheerful. Like, yeah, Mum's moved in with her girlfriend, and we're all quite happily and cheerful moving on. Like, it's fine. Kirat's in prison; he'll get over that. That's all right. It's like,
gone to prison for something that Ravi did. Oh well, we've all got over that now, so whatever.
I mean, the other thing, of course, is even Ravi. Now, I thought it was quite telling and interesting that Ravi wasn't there for any of the conversation about, like, Eve did mention it and kind of think, "What about Ravi?" And Suki was like, "Bury." But I did wonder why they didn't have Ravi involved in the actual scenes of Eve sort of hanging with the other Panasar. So I wonder if that's going to be a separate strand to it.
Or maybe they're going to have a little scene where she kind of forgives him or something. Because to be fair to Ravi, he was doing it under Nisha's orders. Yeah, and he didn't do it in the end. He did get pretty close, though.
How pissed off do you think Snow White is with the Huntsman? You know, that sort of dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd forgive somebody who nearly killed me in Woods personally.
No, I'd struggle to like have a Sunday lunch with them, put it like that.
Somebody
tied me up, threw me in the back of the car and took me to the woods and intended to stove my head in with a shovel and bury me in the woods. I don't think we'd be the best of mates. I kind of get that impression. But you never know. This is EastEnders and people have forgiven each other for far worse on EastEnders and have been good mates after that. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Nice little moment in the pub with them having their first public kiss and like holding hands. And they are an official kind of open out there couple. Suki is out of the closet.
First public kiss?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Certainly in the Vic. I don't think they've kissed in the Vic before. Okay. So that was their first sort of fabulous lesbian moment, you know. They sort of had their kiss.
Suki's like
She's so chill
about it all now, isn't she?
It's amazing, really. Like, out of all the six, Suki's having the time of her life at the moment. Like, Suki is this
barely
is the
affected.
Whole thing about Keanu. Like, whenever Suki has to go and deal with any of the other women, she could not look more pissed off that this is happening to her. Like, she is so uninterested. Like, will you just deal with it? Denise, you sort yourself out, all right? Yeah, go to hospital. Right? I don't want to hear from you either. You stop drinking. You stop worrying about your husband that you've had to send to prison. Just get over it, all right? Move on with your lives, and I'm going to go and sit with Eve. Like, she's fine. Doesn't care.
Yeah,
doesn't worry on her.
Very
good
true.
for her, I say. Good for her. Go on. Anything else?
I was just going to say, we mentioned the Priya and Eve dynamic. Why is Eve getting so defensive? Remember that little
really
comment,
is.
The ULEZ comment?
The ULEZ
I mean,
comment.
they were really trying with that one, weren't they? Bless them, writers of that one.
Yeah,
but a
they're
lot
trying
of people
to think.
Found it funny, I saw it online.
I do you know what? Considering what sort of line that was supposed to be, I thought it was done fairly well, actually. Like, ULEZ is quite a big thing in London at the moment. So the fact that she might have...
Fair enough. I didn't know that it was
such a big thing.
Oh,
like ultra
okay,
low,
right.
Ultra low emission zone. They're all over that in London at the moment. It's quite a big political conversation that's going on around London at the moment. So it's actually they kind of handled that quite well. Bit on the nose in terms of, but what'd you say about her? But you know, fine, whatever. Done well. So I'm intrigued to sort of see how Eve now sorts of plays with the Panasars. Vinny seems to be absolutely fine with her, so I don't think Vinny's going to be too much of an issue. Like, Vinny was quite nice this week, like kind of giving Suki advice and sort of say just talk to her and all that kind of thing. Vinny has chilled out completely. Vinny is a new man.
Maybe because he's not got the pressure of, you know, trying to
impress
live up
Daddy.
To his dad's ridiculous expectations. Yeah. Does Ash know yet?
No, and this is the other thing. I really want them to... I don't know if Ash should work as a full-time character again, but I really want Ash to kind of come back and discover this about Suki.
Yeah, just have a moment of,
Because her first thought will be, well, you're a hypocrite then, aren't you? Like, we need to have a long conversation about that, mummy. So I'd like to see that. I really, really would. Maybe one day. Right then, ladies and gents, we'll move on to the next story. Brief little story discussing Jade and Dean now. I tell you what, Jade's going downhill quickly, isn't she? I get that impression. She's not well. Because she wants to sort out this sort of charity auction thing that she wanted to do. She's just not well enough to do it. She's proper carrying her oxygen tank around. Like,
oh, is it that she's not well enough? I thought it's... Carry on.
All right, just buffer your brain up. There we go. That was
she's
there.
Right.
She's
Sorry.
There. It's all right, she's back with us now, ladies and gentlemen. She's on a blip.
I'm in the room.
Just a glitch. So Jean ends up helping her, and nice scenes between her and Harvey, and you know, that's all fabulous, and Square kind of rallies around, and yeah, all good and marvellous. However, the Dean and Jade thing, I am wondering how far this is gonna go. Is Jade gonna die?
No, surely not.
I know we don't want it to happen, but is that the punishment for Dean doing this? That he loses the only thing that he has any sort of love for, or the only thing that he has in his life of any kind of positive influence whatsoever? And because he has been so intent on keeping that for himself, that he ends up losing it?
No way. They can't do that. They can't. Nah. Would they bring her in just to kill her off?
Well, it's a problem. Because we've been sort of wondering, like, what Dean's ultimate comeuppance is going to be, haven't we? Like, you know, because he didn't go to prison for raping Linda. He's never really properly been punished for that, aside from the occasional punch in the face. So I do wonder if his own actions are going to really have consequences here, because he's still kind of emptying the medication. He's not giving Jade any medication whatsoever. I think he thinks that she's just going to sort of stay at the same level. Like, you're ill now, so you're just not going to get better until it's too late for you to go to Pakistan. But in reality, she's just going to keep going downhill, 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 until she's in a place where possibly medication might be able to help her.
Surely the doctors will be doing checkups on somebody who's just like a teenager who's just had a lung transplant. You'd think that they'd be we need to keep checking up on you.
Yeah, maybe. But then to be fair, you know, the doctors have said, well, there's antibiotics. Those antibiotics we know should work for you, so you should be fine. Any other problems, come to me and we'll have a look. But other than that, there's no real reason for them to kind of be involved at this stage, I don't think, because they think they've given her the medication that will just improve, but just make her better.
Surely Jade, though, as well, could speak up for herself. Well, I'm not feeling any better, you know. I don't think these meds are working. And
that might be the next stage.
Other people around can see that she's not getting better, like Jean can see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got the impression that she is just going to not be well enough to travel to Pakistan and then He'll just get her to doctors again and get some more meds, and then he'll actually give them to her once he knows she's not going. But then again, saying that, she was going to travel on her own, weren't she? She was going to fly there on her
Yeah.
own because Shabnam's already there.
Shabnam, I think
So
Shabnam's already there, yeah.
it wouldn't really make a difference because it's not like she'd be missing a flight with Shabnam, if you know what I mean. She's going to travel on her own. She could travel at any time anyway.
Yeah, which
So
I
yeah,
guess is
how ill
why
does he
he's.
need to keep her?
Yeah, how
Yeah.
long does he need to keep doing this for? I mean, maybe. I think maybe.
Also, would you send a well teenager on a long flight like that on their own? Let alone
Well.
the kid that's just had a lung transplant on a flight like that on their own?
You're such a mother these days, aren't you? Like,
Yeah,
everything.
but come on, it's
10 years
true, isn't
ago,
it?
you wouldn't have given a toss about that aspect of it, but now you're just sort of like, think of the children. Will somebody please think of the children?
The
What about the
children?
children?
Come on,
Now,
it's true, though. It's
you're
out of
probably right.
character for Shabnam as well. Really out of character, I think.
Well, no, because the ultimate plan was for them to go together. I think that Shabnam's main idea was just to get Jade away from Dean, and now that's not working, and she
Yeah.
can't do anything, and she had to go to Pakistan to deal with Zainab. So I don't know, but I kind of think that Dean's plan was for basically her to kind of be ill so that she couldn't travel, and then she would and then Shabnam would either come back because Zainab's fine, then it would just be there's no point, deal with that, or keep her around Walford and kind of keep making her make friends and stuff until she's so happy in Walford that she doesn't want to go at
She doesn't want
all.
to go.
I think
Yeah,
that's his
fair.
plan, but
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end. I don't think this is going to end well. I don't think Dean knows what he's doing, really. And I think he's going to end up really, really suffering for this as a result. I've got a horrible feeling where Jade's on her way out because of this. That's my prediction with it. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Possibly Jean might save the day. But Jean might
Possibly,
work
yeah,
out.
because why is
Jean
she
might
getting
work
so
out.
involved,
Yeah,
actually?
Jean's
Yeah.
very involved in all this at the moment. So maybe Jean might save the day and sort of work out what's going on. And then we'll see
And
what
ring
happens from there.
Shirley and say, Shirley, you
Yeah,
need to
yeah,
come
yeah.
back,
You need to come and
please.
drown Dean in the bath again, like he's.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. All right, move on to the next story, then, gents. Yolandi and the pasta, and I still would not trust this pasta as far as I could throw a grand piano. So Yolandi Truman has still got it. She's still got a mean right hook on her, hasn't she? Oh, what a slap! What a slap she gave Agatha.
Were it a slap or a punch?
Well, they did the slap. It visually, it looked like a punch. Audibly, it sounded like a slap.
Yeah.
She went in
Either
and
way.
she went in, like visually, she looked like she gave her a lower uppercut.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
broke her nose, but it sounded like it was a slap. Either way. So basically, Yolandi and the pastor are still sort of hanging around together because we know that Patrick's away visiting Anthony at the moment. It's sort of
Yes.
just leaving Leandy to her own devices and sort of hanging around the prayer group. And this has not escaped the attention of the gossiping queens at the prayer group, including, we meet for the first time, Agatha, who
The
was
queen of the gossips,
queen of the
apparently.
gossips, Agatha, who has got, always got a Bible verse ready to go to illustrate her point of adulterous activity. I did love all this.
I mean, what was she expecting when he said, "Oh, come on, why don't you find us a passage that, really explains how you're feeling?" And she read that out. It's like, come on, we're not daft.
I half expected her to go straight to the Ten Commandments and start just reeling them off because you're doing
Yeah.
all of these. Yes, so I and yeah, Yolandi's sort of response to that is to basically beat Agatha up. But I have to say, I do wonder, doth the lady protest too much?
I did wonder that, because why is she like, normally Yolandi would be like,
Oh, shut up, like, get a
I
grip,
don't
of
think you
course
should
not.
be engaging in idle gossip and starting it
Yeah.
all and blah blah blah. I
But she
don't
got
know though,
really angry about it.
there's something about her in that pasta, isn't there? It's the
It's something
pasta,
about
there's
him.
something
There's something
creepy
about
about
him.
him.
I don't trust him. I haven't trusted him since the moment he arrived. And I don't think I'm going to. He's going to have to literally save about four people's lives before I give him a
And even
modicum
then,
of. And even then, I'll be like, no, I don't trust the writers. I don't trust the writers at all. Like, this, I mean, this is the condition of the EastEnders viewer that we don't trust anybody. Anybody new arrives, we do not trust them. And I do not trust this guy at all. Like, there's something dark about
I
him. I'm
just
telling you
can't
now.
suss it out though. Where's this going? Because Yolande's very involved, so I don't
Yeah,
understand.
he fancies Yolandi, doesn't he? Like, he's a bit
Yeah,
touchy feely.
you
He's a
did
bit
think.
touchy feely with her, isn't he?
Didn't Ivani and Denzel and all that, they nursed that ages
right off
ago,
the start,
yeah.
Just as he first arrived, Denzel especially was sort of like, oh yeah, like what's going on there then? And yeah,
and now
Agatha's
got involved. Where's that going to head to? Well, we found out he's married as well. We found out he's a married man.
So I don't know. There's something very odd going on here. Because like I say, Yolandi reacted so angrily to the idea of gossip. Like if there was nothing there whatsoever, you'd think that she'd be like, get a grip. Don't be ridiculous. But she literally went mad. So...
To be fair, though, that Agatha's got one of them faces as well, hasn't she?
She's one of those, isn't she?
Sanctimonious,
sprouting rubbish and enjoying the gossip that she's spreading. Like, she looked quite sort of malicious with it as well, didn't she? Like, she's quite, exactly. Like, giggling with the other, like, you know, whenever anything, like, giggling at the innuendos in the Bible passage.
Do you know what? When they had that little moment, I actually thought she's being bullied, Yolandi. Like, you never really cover an adult getting bullied, do you? It's always about kids and teenagers, but really, anyone can get bullied.
Not very Christian. No, indeed.
No, not very Christian, is it, Agatha?
Thou shalt not be a bullying, gossiping bitch, I think you'll find is in the Bible. We'll have to wait and see. I don't like where this is going. Where does everyone else think this is going?
Yeah, let us know. Because we don't know. I've got no idea.
I have a feeling that Yolandi is actually starting to get a bit tempted, which is why she reacted the way she did. And I do not trust him with anybody right now. It does something about him. Let us know in the comment section what you think the plan is for the pastor and Yolandi. Let us know. Right, on to the biggest story of the week, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with George and Eddie and the fabulous Gloria, who I know is an awful person, but I can't help but love her. Let's discuss the revelations that George discovered about his family history this week. The trial has arrived for Eddie, and he is still sort of wanting George to kind of give him this character statement. I did enjoy this week. Eddie and Gloria are just amazing, and they're amazing characters. Now, and I know we said a couple of weeks ago when the big stuff was kicking off with them that, you know, Eddie's kind of fairly one note. Do you think there is any sort of redemption arc for Gloria possible?
I don't know. This is what I'm struggling with Gloria, because we're meant to see that she's a lot softer. Like, she's not racist, let's be honest. But then a part of me thinks, how are you with a person like Eddie? You must have that side to you then, because I don't understand.
This is the thing, yeah. I mean, like, how do you tolerate someone like that for so many years? Never saying, oh, Eddie, stop it. Like, you know, and being disapproving of it. Like, she just sort of rolls over and takes it. So she's a weak woman. She is a selfish woman because of what she did and, like, how she just basically put her fingers in her ears and went la, 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 la while it was all going on around her.
Exactly. But then are we not seeing another side? Because there's not been any implication that she's felt trapped in her relationship with Eddie.
No, she loves Eddie.
But are we yet to see that?
But then he's been a bit aggressive with her this week, I thought.
This is it. Is she trapped? Has he been abusive towards her during the relationship and she's not been able to get out?
I don't know about that. I don't get that impression. I get the impression with Eddie and Gloria that actually Gloria is the only woman that he's ever met that would take his shit, basically. Like, he, you know, so if someone like that is in your life, you actually kind of, you know, how would you do that? Because... Has his behaviour turned her into the weak woman that we see before us? You know, it's just, this is what I mean, it's just so fascinating and layered and everything. Like, we know that Eddie's a horrible monster and he deserves to go to prison, and he probably will go to prison eventually. But I wonder now whether Gloria is actually going to be the one that is key in sending him to prison, because she knows about what went on. She just ignored it and she didn't know it had happened. So...
I'm fast-forwarding a little bit, but obviously when George meets up with her in the cafe and he describes the letter... I didn't get the impression that she was lying.
No, I think that she
is that going to be enough to tip her over the edge and go, oh, this
possibly
is really bad, and then see how it's affecting George so negatively is going to make her go,
yeah,
oh,
I mean,
God, what have we been doing?
This is the thing, like, she is still obviously utterly devoted to George and, like, wants him to be happy, but not to the stage where she ends up losing him. And that's the selfish streak that kind of makes her a bit of more of a difficult character to sort of have a redemption period for. Like, it kind of feels like the relationship between George and Gloria is broken now. Like, is there a way back for them? I don't know.
It depends how she handles it, though, because when they met in the cafe, she said, "I just don't understand how you can be so ungrateful." And it's like,
Yeah, that was a difficult, problematic thing to say, to be fair, and that's the problem.
do you
Yeah.
genuinely believe that, Gloria? Because I don't really understand you as a person right now.
No, but then I kind of got the impression that that was all was more about her going, I don't understand why all of this is happening. Like, why is this suddenly really difficult? I think it was a stressing, it was a stress line more than
Oh.
anything. Like, this is really hard. I'm having to deal with things that I didn't want to have to deal with. These are very complicated issues that I don't know how to deal with. And I know my husband is a bad person and you're a good person. And that's turning my perspective on life completely and utterly on its head. So it's easier to
Oh,
just
she
say,
said.
why are you making this happen? You know?
Oh, she's just had Eddie in her ear enough going. He's being ungrateful that she's just spurted it out in the moment, kind of thing as well. Maybe.
Parroting what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really, really is. So I hope that we see much more of Gloria. Just A, because Elizabeth Council is phenomenal and she just lights up the screen whenever she's on. And I want an actress of that caliber on the show permanently. And the fact that Gloria is so layered and interesting, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
There's definitely room for Gloria, I
I
think.
think so,
Agreed.
yeah. But then
Yeah.
if, you know, and now we know, well, do we know? So the court case happens and.
Rewind.
Yeah, so the court case happens. George basically says, no, he's a terrible racist and an awful human being, and he needs to be sent to prison and never be let out again. Which presumably is not going to help Eddie's case in any way whatsoever. So we'll have to kind of see what happens there. But a mysterious woman turns up at the court, and he basically kind of gets vibes off her that she's his mum and gets Johnny to sort of kind of find her somehow. Like, I'm assuming he rings the court and goes, there was a woman there today, get me her number, cheers. Because it's that easy.
He's a lawyer, so he can do
He's a
anything
lawyer,
to
he
do with
can
the
do anything
court.
he likes. I tell you, Johnny is going to turn into a dodgy lawyer. That's where they're going with him, isn't it? Like, he's going to be the new
Yeah,
Richie.
definitely.
He really is,
Yeah,
isn't he?
looks like it.
That's his plan. Yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. No, he's more Johnny Allen than Johnny Carter these days, isn't he, this one? Yes.
Hey,
Hey,
hey.
hey. So this woman, Angela, turns up, and they had kind of have a quite a long conversation. And Angela reveals that she is not George's mum, but George's mum has actually died 4 months previously. Now, did you believe her?
Yes and no, because it. Yes and no. Why? What has she got to lie? Why would she lie?
Because in
What
case,
reason would she have?
like, is she the mum?
Oh, you
That
think that
was.
she actually is?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Like, again, this is the condition of, like, I just don't trust anything that I'm told. But I don't know whether I kind of got the impression that I don't know why she'd lie, other than the fact that maybe she's scared. But maybe that woman that she showed him was her sister or something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh no, I literally just
Because she
believe
knew
every
all the.
single word that
Yeah,
she said. I
fair.
was like,
Maybe
yeah,
she's
it sounds true.
maybe she is being completely honest. But I kind of just got the impression that she knew so much about it.
Yeah, considering she was just a friend. I did find that sus, but then I thought, yeah, my best friend would be like that though, to be fair. Would like know all of that information and go meet up with my kid and stuff all those years later. And but then you say then I'm saying that. Would like going to the court like that
Now,
and stuff, if you're
why
just
did
a
she go to the
friend of
court?
the
Why
mo
did she go to the
yeah.
court? That was my question. Especially seeing as though
I don't know though, if that is your
he was
best
supposed to,
friend.
because Eddie sent this letter. So as far as they were concerned, he disappeared years ago. So why would she then go to the court, is my question, unless she was trying to find
Because,
out some details for herself, or she has something to hide.
well, because if what she's saying is true, George's mum did find out about the body being found. And then
Yeah.
she's died, so then she's gone, right, well, I'm going to go to this court and I'm going to go to the hearing and find out what's gone on because my friend's just died from the stress of it, maybe. I don't know. I know what you're saying, though. There is definitely some suspicion around it. But then if she was the mum, would she just turn up like that and say all of that and then go? I don't know. It's a
Yeah,
bit.
could she do that? I
She could
don't
just
know.
ignore it. She could just ignored that phone call.
Yeah, and he's, you know, and she's revealed that he's got two brothers in Ghana who I'm assuming we're going to meet at some point, surely. Like,
Yeah.
along with George Jr., I can see the promo already, like these three sort of lads turning
What
up as
about
like,
George Jr.?
yeah, like along with George Jr., and then these two brothers turn up. I can sort of see the promo of like these three guys, these tough lads appearing on the square, like, you
Yeah.
know, the new era of the new tough men of Albert Square. I can sort of see that occurring. So that's what I have to say. But George doesn't react well to this news and kind of goes off on a bit of a bender. We are left with a bit of a mystery as to what went on, because Eddie apparently didn't go home either. So are we led to believe that George has done something to Eddie, or what?
I was thinking that, but then George had injuries, and I'm thinking Eddie couldn't have done anything back to George. No way.
Because we've kind of, like, it's been very sort of apparent that Eddie is now this old man who has no way of defending himself against someone like George.
Yeah,
unless
exactly.
His mates got involved and they sort of had one last sort of fun night together and to take out this black guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's his racist mates kind of helping him out and standing. I don't know. Something's gone on that we don't know yet. Eddie, at the moment, we don't know where he is. Gloria doesn't know where he is because he never came home, and George is covered in
bruises.
What
did
the
she say
bruises.
Something about him bringing a cat home?
Yeah, I
something.
Didn't understand that. I don't understand what that meant.
Do you watch with subtitles on as well?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was spelled
K-A-T. And it was
K-A-T.
Capital K, like Cat Slater. Yeah, and that
confused. That was a
me
twist.
So
all
much.
Right, George and Cat, right?
Yeah,
fair
call
enough.
Me
Yeah,
Cat.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means at all. If
No,
anyone's got
I didn't
any if anyone's
that.
Got any clue what that line meant, let us know in the
Is
comments.
it just like a thing where people go, they got that drunk, they brought a cat in the house with them because they're like, but maybe it is that. Is that what it
Maybe.
means?
Old time London slang, I don't know. Brought a cat home.
Yeah, could be.
I was so drunk I brought a cat home. Then maybe that's the thing. I don't know. I've not heard that
I'm
before.
glad that you watched with subtitles on there as well.
Yeah.
So the Cat Slater thing.
Yeah,
Weird.
I don't know. I don't know. Someone help us out with that one. So we don't know what's going on there. I did enjoy the George and Phil scenes. I like Phil with a mate. I really like
I
this.
do as
Phil
well.
has been screaming out to have a mate for years and years and years. Ever since the days of Gary and Minty, Phil's not had mates. So I'm really, really happy that he sort of got this relationship with George now. It's quite nice to sort of see them bouncing off one another. Phil had very little interest in actually helping George out. It's like, yeah, no, I'll pick you up. I don't want to know what's going on. I've got enough going on in my life. Thank you very much. So I'll just help you.
I thought he was joking when he said that.
Yeah, maybe,
because
maybe.
Like
It's just
he said,
banter.
Oh, you know, if you really want to talk about it and all that, don't
Talk to
tell
someone
me.
else.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
I think he was joking. I think really he was saying, like, I
Yeah,
am here if you want to talk, but if you don't.
I like it.
Fine, I
Yeah,
get
it's.
it. I get it. Let's not talk
Yeah.
about anything. Let's not
Yeah,
talk about
because men,
anything.
yeah, we
Because
don't do
we're
emotions.
let's talk to
I do like this. I do like this for Phil. It's a nice thing for Phil to have. So I hope we actually see more of George and Phil's friendship sort of going forward, because it works.
It's kind of interesting that he's not even told Phil what he got up to that night. He's literally not told anybody. Is he going to confess to Cindy first? Is that
Well, their affair is that it's going to happen at any moment, Ree, so
any day now?
any
Any
day now,
day.
any moment. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that, because Cindy knows everything, doesn't she? So I in truth, in all seriousness, yeah, probably is Cindy's going to be the one that finds out exactly what's gone on,
Although I was surprised that
and
he
then
didn't
they'll sleep
confide
together.
in eventually,
Eventually.
any day, any day.
Any
I
moment
was
now.
surprised that he didn't confess, not confess, that he didn't go and tell Cindy what had happened straight away. Because it were Elaine going round to see if George was there,
Yeah,
is when
yeah.
Cindy found out about what he'd found out about his mum. So it's almost like he's turned on Cindy again and's like, oh, why are you getting involved? Sod off.
No, I feel like when George's back is against the wall, Cindy is the one that he goes to. And I think this is the most back against the wall we've seen George since he first arrived. So I think in the coming weeks, we're going to find out what went on. And we're
Any
going to,
moment.
any moment, and we're going to find out because he tells Cindy what went on.
Yeah, that's
Then
what,
we'll find out.
Or Phil, maybe Phil, I don't know. Cindy or Phil, I
He's not
think.
going to sleep with Phil, I suspect. I suspect
Well,
that's not
no.
where it's going. Yeah,
No, I don't think
if he
so.
doesn't sleep with Cindy, he'll sleep with Phil. Because Phil is very good in bed. We know this. You know, Phil is
Well,
an
we have
animal.
heard
Phil
this,
is an
yeah, we've
animal
heard
in
the
the bedroom
rumours.
from many sources. Yes. Do you think we'll see Eddie again? Like, presumably Eddie's not dead or anything, but
Depends what's happened. I'm not sure. Well, didn't the court hear and get sus not sus what's the word?
postponed.
Like adjourned, postponed.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's because, you know, George was there as defence and then ended up saying something that
Something really
arguably was
unhelpful.
prosecution.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I think if we're seeing the court case again, yeah, we will see him. If we're not gonna see it, then no.
yeah.
I
He's
don't know.
just he's
Depends what's
he's
happened.
he's such a vile character, but he's played so well. He just makes your skin crawl, doesn't he? Like,
Yeah, he
he's
does.
great.
But I
And
don't. Yeah, I think we will see him because even if George did go after him that night, he's not going to have killed him. There's no
no,
way that he's killed him. So,
no.
yeah.
Wait and see. And we will see presumably Gloria again as well, although those two do not leave things at a good note this week, where he basically says to Gloria, I wish you had been the one that died. Like, it's like, oh God, this isn't this. And again, Gloria looks all devastated, and I cannot help but have a modicum of sympathy for her. I can't help it. I know it's bad, and I know this is all her own doing, and she's basically the catalyst to all this, but I can't help but have a modicum of sympathy for her.
I know what you mean.
I'm always like this with old ladies. The most evil old ladies in the world, and I'm like, oh, bless her. I can't do it. It's terrible.
There's something, like, even though it's really horrendous, there's some kind of almost innocence to Gloria that she just...
I don't know about innocence. It's more naivety, isn't it?
Yeah, naivety, yeah, actually, yeah.
And, you know, can you be that heavily punished for naivety? I don't know.
But then again, you know, when they hosted that party a few weeks ago, she said to them all, none of you saying anything that's going to upset my girls. So she knows what they're all like.
Yeah.
And is she that naive? I don't know.
No, well, she's naive, but this is the thing, that her sort of mantra is just to put her fingers in her ears through it all. As long as she as long as she can go off into her own little world, her own little world that she's created for, you know, her and George together, complete denial, you know? So... It's interesting, yeah. And I think we will see her again. So we'll have to wait and see what goes on. Gold star this week, Ray.
You go first, Rob.
George, I think. Give it to George.
Oh, that's what now I was just thinking.
Now you know how it feels.
Oh no, I actually don't know who to give it to. Oh no, I feel real on the spot. Hang on, let me think.
Name the character.
Gina, I love Gina. I'm just going to give it to Gina.
Gina.
Because
all right,
I'm struggling to think.
I thought you were going to say Denise or something like that, but you know.
I was going to say Denise, but I've given it a loads, and I like how Gina is in the Knight family set.
Fair enough. There we are then. George and Gina, the gold stars this week, and really sort of well given by Ree there as well, wasn't it? Came to a head immediately. Right, ladies and gents, let us know who your gold stars are going to. We will now move on to your comments and the caption competition this week. Okay, everybody, let's get into the caption contest. I have to say, we had some great ones in this week, and that was as a result of this picture. As usual, Ree will pick the winner from my favourites. Casey Ray Orking Official says, looking for Sharon to see where the hell she is. Michael Adams says, turns out that red wine was quite the aphrodisiac. And Lee Burton said, did I remember to put my knickers on this morning?
Well, I think I know which one's your favourite, Rob.
I was drinking tea when I read that and I literally choked on it. I'm such a child. That was my favourite anyway, but I don't pick the winner. Ree does. So well, who's your favourite, Ree?
I'm sorry to who left that one, Leo Burton. I'm actually torn between the other two, just because where is Sharon?
yeah.
But no, I'm actually going to pick Michael Adams' comment. Turns out that the red wine was quite the aphrodisiac. Yeah,
yes,
I like that one.
There we go. Thank you very much. So well done to Michael Adams for winning this week's caption, but the silver medal for Leo Burton. That made me laugh.
Yeah,
there you
okay.
go. There we go. On to the comments, Ree. Who have you got for me this week?
We've got a comment from our Facebook page from Lily Elsiad, who says, outstanding performance by Colin, is brilliant for and plays emotions so naturally. I think that may have been a sister in court to me. She looked old enough to be his mum.
Maybe. See, I think there's more to this woman, I have to say. I don't know if I
believe absolutely everything she says. Well, I think she's left that comment before we'd met her properly, and she said she was
maybe
his mum's friend. But I did think she seemed a bit young. But then again, you can have a friend that's younger of his mum, or maybe it is his mum, like you're saying. She was really young when she had him.
Yeah, we don't exactly. We don't know what age.
Complex history to his actual parents. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Pat Taylor says, I was in tears when his mum's friend told George his mother had passed 4 months ago. I had a feeling when she was explaining everything to George that it would be that outcome. Eddie had some nerve thinking George owed him and expected him to lie for him. George lost everything because of him. Indeed. Had quite a few people say that they found that conversation between George and Angela really emotional. And yeah, Colin Salmon's been fantastic throughout all this, hasn't he? And
Yeah,
apparently
he
there
has.
is much more to come. Much, much, much more to come. They're excited. But yeah, I agree with all of that. Eddie is just a monster. And I can't believe that he actually was expecting, even after he, like, George found out what had happened, he was still like, yeah, but you're still giving me that statement, right?
It's called entitlement, Matt, don't you think?
Ever so slightly, ever so slightly. Next comment.
Another one from Kathy Verhoeven-Kettner, who said, Colin Salmon's acting and portrayal of George is brilliant and deeply moving. I was glued to the conversation in the kitchen with the woman he thought was his mother. Finally, when he said, I want my mum, well, I was in tears. So another person saying they were really upset by those scenes. So well done to Colin Salmon. And I don't know who played Angela, but well done to you as well.
She's very, very good. I think we'll see her again, Ray. So you, next time she turns up, you can have a look on the credits to see what her name was, because I think we're going to see her again.
Well, I mean, if that is his real mum, then that's quite some serious acting to not just go, oh, yeah, I am, and this is what really happened.
From the actual character, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair,
there's more to it.
I do think there might be more to it now you've
because,
said it, yeah.
As well as that, Gloria twigged her as well when she was in the court, didn't she? Like, there was a moment where Gloria seemed to recognise who she was. So, there's more to
it.
Well,
she just said, do you think that's one of his family members? But, yeah, there's something still not sitting right about his mum. We say that
Gloria's not a racist, but then she's like, you know, that black person, is that related to that other black person that this court case is about?
Yeah, and Eddie were like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, well, then he said something racist. And his friend said something horrendously racist. No,
they're all horrendous.
Honestly, yeah. But you know what? Fair play to them because they're playing it really well.
They are, aren't
really
they?
I really hate them all.
You hate them all. Are. So, yeah, it's really, really good. And there we are then. Another day, another week done and dusted. If you would like to get in contact with us and send us any clips. I don't know what I'm talking about. Send us comments or questions or caption contest entries. You can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. Please, even if you're listening on Spotify or any of the other favourite places that you can find your podcasts, would you still go on YouTube and like and subscribe? Because we are only 14 people away from 1,000 on YouTube, so that would really help us. And you can also email us at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark. Rob's in deep thought.
Gonna have to really extend that graphic on the end of the during the edit. Have to add another extra 15 seconds on that graphic, I think, for doing that. But no, that's fine. That's
just keeping you on your toes, Rob.
Absolutely.
Keeping you on your toes.
But she's right. The lady is right. Please, we're 14 people away from 1,000. Give us that, please. If you're not yet subscribed on YouTube and you're watching us on YouTube, just click the subscribe button. Get us to 1,000.
Even if you're not watching us on YouTube, just click subscribe. It'll help us out so much.
Please. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We love you all dearly. We should be back same time next week. Until then, it is goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you next week. Bye.